Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Whys of Catholicism by Vincent J. Heaton, Jr. is a great resource for all those looking to better understand the Catholic Church's doctrines, teachings, and positions across a broad spectrum of topics and issues in a clear, credible, straightforward, and understandable manner. A direct result of researching and responding to hundreds of questions raised by young adults preparing for the Sacrament of Confirmation over a period of more than 3 decades. This is a great resource for teenagers to adults, for all those at all stages of their faith journey. The author is Vince Heaton. He's been a religious education catechist for well over 3 decades, focusing on preparing young adults for the Sacrament of Confirmation. He's also hosted the parent-student sessions on the compatibility of science and religion and the scientific evidence supported by key Catholic doctrine based on the Magis Center's credible Catholic modules. Vince has been a strong leader in the parish of St. Michael at Wheaton, Illinois, one of 15 children, 7 children, 13 grandchildren of his own. He's committed to being a true disciple of Jesus Christ, spreading the good news. Vincent J. Heaton, Jr., author of The Whys of Catholicism, our guest on This Week in America. Vince, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rick, for having me.
This is such a well-done book and so relatable and understandable. You've taken common questions that many of us have had over the years. You explain them in a way that they're fully, again, understandable and relatable to us. What was it that inspired you to put this very informative book together?
Well, Rick, I would say the short answer is my students did, my religious education students. Like you said, I've been teaching religious ed for this is my 34th year. And the one thing that I always stress with my students is that they should really ask questions about their faith. And so the point is not from the point of view of doubting their faith or questioning their faith, but really, if they don't have questions about their faith, then they're probably not thinking about it enough. And my point is to get them to think deeper, to really try to understand, why does the Catholic Church teach what it does? You know, what's the basis for it? What's the foundation in Scripture, in the oral tradition, in Jesus's own words and actions? And then my thinking there is that if they really ask those hard questions and then go and get credible answers to those questions, then that's how they're going to grow deeper in their relationship with Christ. They're going to grow deeper in their understanding of their faith, which will make it easier for them to live that faith. But more importantly, in my mind, Rick, is that it will give them the confidence and the ability to be able to go out and share that faith with others. And that's my real motivation.
I'm assuming that after all of these decades, there isn't a question you probably haven't been posed. I'm assuming they've just about asked you everything. I mean, what an encyclopedia, just having all these people ask, inquisitive minds ask you doing the research and then giving them answers. This has to have been a doctorate in religion for you, I'm assuming.
Well, I learned quite a bit. And I'll tell you that you, I think any teacher would tell you this, Rick, is that, that you probably learn more than you teach your students. And that's why I keep doing it. I have grown deeper and richer in my own faith as a result of sharing that faith as a catechist to these young adults. So you're quite right.
I get the impression as you're researching, as you're talking, you're learning as well, and maybe learning something for the first time or reinforcing something maybe that you've had in the back of your mind from 30 years ago.
Oh, no question. No question. And, you know, I was blessed with, parents that really brought us up in the faith. But and this happens all the time. You know, I try to get to Mass literally every day. And I would tell you that I can't tell you how many times I'm sitting there in the pew and I hear a scripture reading that I probably heard 1,000 times or yes. The priest will share something in his homily. And it hits me right between, it's like exactly what I needed to hear, or it helped me deal with something that I was dealing with, or wrestling with. So yeah, there's something about, you know, staying with Scripture and, you know, kind of digging deeper. And that's really the message I give to my students is I really try to get them jazzed about their faith, to get them excited about it, and get them to really kind of go to that next level.
The book we're talking about is The Whys of Catholicism. The author is Vincent Heaton Jr. He's our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, all the usual places. We'll have all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I briefly touched on your credentials. Talk a little bit about that, your background, so readers go, well, why would I listen to him? He's not a university professor. Why would Vincent be able to give me information? Talk about your background that has given you this this wealth of knowledge to share with everybody.
Well, certainly teaching for all these years, I was brought up with a Catholic education. I actually thought seriously about becoming a priest. I spent a lot of years studying. And certainly, as you mentioned already, just the sheer experience of doing this year over year and asking and responding to questions that are being asked of me really helps drive my faith deeper. So that's certainly important. But at the end of the day, Rick, I would tell the audience that it's not Vince Heaton's answers that I'm giving them. In fact, that's the thing I stress with my students, that, you know, if they have a question and they want to get a certain answer, they can find somebody that will answer the question they want it answered. But if you want to get a real credible answer and really understand, in this case, what the Catholic Church teaches and why they teach it, what the basis is and, you know, the real foundation for it, then you've got to go to credible sources and really dig into those credible sources. So the answers that I provide in The Whys of Catholicism, they're not Vince Heaton's answers. They're answers that I have taken from researching many, many different credible resources supported by the Catholic Church. And I only use those kinds of resources. I don't let my personal views get involved. I research it and respond purely based on what the Catholic Church teaches and what the basis is for those teachings.
I'd like to touch on religion and Catholicism in particular. What do you say to those who say religion or faith, it's not rational, it's not based on verifiable facts or even scientific evidence? And doesn't science trump religion, as some people think? And I'll throw this in there too. In fact, I believe there are over 30,000 different Christian faiths alone. Why should one believe that Catholicism, out of tens of thousands, is the one true faith?
Wow, that's a great question, Rick.
And you got 30 seconds to give us the answer.
Yeah, right. Book's written on that one. But, you know, I think that the short answer is, and unfortunately, yes, in our culture today, and this is a trend, and I see it with my own students, and the Pew Research supports this, you know, the data says that the students that I'm teaching today, you know, these are 13 and 14-year-old junior high kids. By the time they reach the age 18 to 23, they're going to identify as nuns, not as Catholic nuns, but as those no religious affiliation.
Yes.
And they're going to leave their faith. They're going to kind of move to this, hey, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. And a lot of that is based on this false myth that science and faith are at odds with each other. And that science has got it all right. They've got all the facts. They got all the data. It's objective. You know, it's clear cut. Whereas faith, you know, that's that nebulous kind of stuff that requires almost a blind leap to be able to accept. And my goal is to debunk that, is to bring to my students and to all those that read this book, because this is not just for junior high. And I wrote these answers really thinking of them in college or as young adults and reaching out to a broader audience. And the idea is to really understand that there is very strong scientific evidence to support many, or if not all, of the key doctrines of the Catholic Church. And so the whole idea is to really bring it down to a level of understanding that allows people to understand that, no, there's no disconnect between science and faith. You know, if you believe that the universe was created by a supreme being, and that's a key starting point, because if they don't, then I got to kind of bring them around. But at the end of the day, a supreme being is ultimate truth. there can't be a conflict between truth and science. And let's face it, Rick, science hasn't always gotten it right.
Exactly.
I mean, we used to think the world was flat. We used to think the universe always was and always will be. Father George Lemaitre and his Big Bang Theory debunks that. We used to think that the sun revolved around the earth. So, you know, science, just like medicine, you know, it's a practice. It's always getting better. It's learning more. But it's not always 100% right. And so the point is there should be no conflict between religion and science. And that's what I try to do, is show them that they're very much compatible. And in fact, science actually supports just about everything that the Catholic Church teaches.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned a blind leap of faith. So many people think, well, they're asking me to take a blind leap of faith. Your teaching gives us a very rational one, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and it does. And I have to give credit to Father Spitzer and his Credible Catholic series from the Module Center that you referenced at the beginning. He does a great job. He put together these seven modules that really address the myths that are causing not only young adults, but all ages of Catholics and Christians to leave their faith. And he debunks those myths in his Credible Catholic modules. And one of them, you know, he goes into some detail about it not being a blind leap of faith. And all of his modules are based on providing scientific evidence to support what we believe in the Catholic Church.
Vincent Heaton Jr. is our guest on the program, the author of the book, The Whys of Catholicism. The book's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Link on directly to the Amazon page. Get information and order Vincent's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Been talking a couple of minutes, and I can feel your passion coming through the screen as we're talking here. What is it that drives this passion, this desire, this thirst you have for wanting to spread your faith with others?
Well, you know, not only one, it's just seeing the transformation over the years and this influence of our counterculture, if you will, the message that is coming that leads people away from God. But I also have to share a personal experience. My understanding for the longest time, Rick, was that my faith was just really about me and Christ, you know, and that it was the clergy's job to bring others to Christ. And then I had an awakening, and this goes back to March of 2015. I'll never forget the date. And it totally changed how I think about my faith, and more importantly, how I live my faith. And the key part of that is to recognize that we are all called by Jesus to be intentional disciples of his. I didn't get that for the longest time. And so for me, that was a wake-up call. And it was all about kind of broadening my focus from just me and Christ to now sharing my relationship with Christ, my faith in Christ, my understanding of that faith with others to try to bring others to him.
I want to go back to the beginning. Where did this all begin for you, this faith and this desire, this passion you had to develop it and then ultimately to share it with others? Where did this begin? So often we go to masses as young people and don't pay as much attention as we should, as we're there in the pew. You paid attention and you had a desire to go further, to learn. Where did that come from? Was that family that instilled that in you?
Oh, no, without a doubt. And that's why I believe so much as a teacher that it's so important to involve the family and make sure that, because, you know, your faith starts at home. And not that it should, that you just accept everything, and that's why the questioning, but you got to have a good foundation. And Rick, I was blessed with two very good parents, and ones that not just talked about faith, but actually lived their faith. I was the oldest of 15, still am, the oldest of 15 children, and second oldest, but the oldest boy. And now I have seven children of my own. I'm up to 15 grandchildren with two more coming, so I'll be up to 17 grandchildren. And Rick, my motivation is to kind of take the faith that my parents instilled in me. And it took a while, as I just shared. You know, I didn't get it, you know, right away. This took time, and it took practice, and it took, you know, finally getting into sacred scripture. You know, my generation didn't read the Bible. Wow. now we get the importance of sacred scripture and
Yes.
read the Bible. It's become a daily practice. But yeah, it started at home. It started with my parents. I didn't expect to be a religious, in fact, I had no plans to be a religious ed teacher. But when my kids couldn't get into our local Catholic school and joined the religious ed program there, and I started asking about what they were learning, I was concerned about, you know, the level of depth of what they were learning. And this is the message I send to my kids. You know, you can't just complain about things. You got to get off your butt and do something about it.
Exactly,
So
yes.
I decided to become a religious ed teacher. That was, you know, I'm in my 34th year right now of teaching. And it was only because after I jumped into it and realized, hey, this is not only an opportunity to kind of create the kind of environment that I think is important for young people, but to also grow my own faith. And so that's why I do it year after year. I keep thinking this will be my last year. And then, you know, the Holy Spirit keeps drawing me back in.
Back for another year. Vincent Heaton Jr., our guest on the program. The book is The Whys of Catholicism. You mentioned this before, your journey to getting it. You mentioned March of 2015. Talk about the significance of that. And boy, if there was a life-altering day in your lifetime, that certainly would be at the top of the list.
Oh, Rick, I'll tell you, no question. So a good friend of my, the father of my son's friend from college football, we used to, you know, tailgate together. He started inviting me back in 2012 to go on a Curcio retreat. I never heard of Curcio, didn't know what it was. It's a movement that started in Spain. It's basically a short course in Christianity. And I kept, his name is Joe, and I kept telling Joe, you know, I had a reason why I couldn't go. They have two every year, two men's retreats and then two women's retreats. So finally, he invites me for about the sixth time. And I finally said, okay, he's really got some good reason why he wants me to go. I went on this retreat, and Rick, it changed everything. My hairs on my arms stand up every time I start talking about it. It just totally filled me and opened my mind. And here I'm a cradle Catholic, a practicing Catholic, but it totally broadened my perspective. And it changed, literally, Rick, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this, it changed how I live my faith every single day. And I am so much more focused. And when this didn't happen overnight. After the Curcio retreat, I went on several Christ Life. I'm currently now a small group leader for the third year in a row in a Christ Life series, which is about, you know, first discovering Christ and then following Christ and then sharing Christ. It's a 21-week program. But Curcio started that. And Curcio's mantra is make a friend, be a friend, bring a friend to Christ. And so that is now something I think about when I meet someone in a restaurant, at a grocery store. I just had a doctor appointment the other day. I met a new doctor, and I just invited my doctor to a Curcio retreat. We got talking, and so it changes the kind of conversations I have, hopefully not in a non-weird way, but in a very balanced way.
Yes.
It's happened very naturally.
Vincent Heaton Jr., our guest on the program. The book is The Whys of Catholicism. Who should read The Whys of Catholicism? Who is the target audience? I did a very broad in the beginning. Everybody. And I still believe that. But tell me if there's a specific target that this is geared for.
Well, you know, so certainly I started out focusing on young adults, you know, junior high students. When I wrote and researched, and that was the whole thing, when I researched the answers and wrote them back. And so I used to have like five groups of students every year. We'd rotate catechists. And on the fourth class, I'd make sure they left me a question. They couldn't leave class unless they had left me at least one. I used to get multiple questions they had about their faith. And then I would research those. Again, they're not my answers, but I researched, gave them good, solid answers. And on the fifth class, I kind of reviewed, gave them all the written answers that all their classmates asked anonymously, and then gave them the answers. After I went on this Curcio retreat, and my eyes were open to my role and call to be a disciple of Christ, not just a follower of Christ, I realized I need to share these answers in this research and this effort with with a broader audience. And so I dug deeper, answered the questions in even more detail, and had to go through and document all my sources, which I had never done before. And that's why it took a little while to get from where I started from to feeling comfortable actually publishing the book. So the audience, Rick, as you say, it's really for anyone who's either wanting to understand more about their Catholic faith, or maybe they're coming from a different faith background and they've got questions and they want to compare or better understand what the Catholic Church teaches and how that compares to where they're coming from. And maybe it helps draw them in, or at least provides some good solid answers to help them further discern where their first faith journey should take them. So I would tell you, yeah, it's anybody who really has a real desire to understand and to dig a little deeper. And it doesn't matter what age you are or where you're at in your faith journey.
The book is The Whys of Catholicism. And boy, time is going by so quickly. Vincent Heaton Jr., the author and our guest on the program, you referenced at the beginning several other sources. I'm going to go back and spend a couple minutes talking about who some of those are. You briefly touched on a couple there. And why do you believe these to be so valuable? Because they've really rounded out your education.
Well, good. Yeah, there's so many. But certainly the Bible, and I use the American Standard Bible and the Catechism were my two main references. But I actually use Father John Hardin's commentary and catechism, and he also has a question and answer Catholic catechism. And interestingly enough, I had the opportunity to listen to Father John Hardin when I was in eighth grade. My mom took me, to a talk he did when I was in eighth grade, and it went way over my head. He was way too cerebral for an eighth grader. But now, decades later, I found, and I'm using his catechism as kind of my bedrock. If I have a question, I really want to get a good, solid answer about what the Catholic Church teaches and why. I already mentioned the Credible Catholic modules from Father Spitzer. Awesome job. And they're very user-friendly. In fact, I held monthly sessions now with my eighth grade students and their parents to go through each of the seven modules with them and to really try to have parents get a little bit more engaged in the kind of what we're trying to, kind of form and help them as they prepare for confirmation. So that was a great resource. There's many Christian authors I use. Randy Elkhorn, I read his In Light of Eternity book. And after doing that, I read just about everything he's written. And I got to meet him when he interviewed a good friend of mine who was in his seventh year of coping with ALS. And he was writing a book about pain and suffering. And then, of course, C.S. Lewis, one of my other favorite Christian authors. Mere Christianity, if you haven't read anything of C.S. Lewis, you start with Mere Christianity and you go on from there. There's so many, Rick, but I tried to use a good spectrum of not only Catholic but Christian sources to help, kind of bring a balanced approach to how I responded to the many, many questions. I drilled it down to the top 100 or so of the 1,000 questions I addressed over the years.
You know, it's interesting. I really love what you've done with the format. It's so easy to read the way you've got it laid out with the questions and answers. It's a great resource book. We can jump up to something if something is really bothering us and we need an answer before we go to bed tonight. I'm gonna get this answer now. Or something comes up later and it's like, I remember that Vincent had that in his book and go back and find it. How did you develop the question answer format for the Whys of Catholicism?
Well, it's really just after spending so many countless hours, my wife used to, say, when am I going to come out of my office? I took their questions so very, very seriously, and I wanted to make sure I was giving them good, solid answers that I thought, I put all this effort into it. And I was also kind of guided by Father John Hardin's question and answer Catholicism book that he wrote. But his questions and answers are all directly related specifically to the catechism itself, whereas my questions came from, actual young adults who, as I was kind of pushing and encouraging them to think more and dig a little deeper. And so it just seemed straightforward. Build on what I had already spent so many countless hours doing, but now kind of bring it to the next level and then provide kind of that source documentation. Because my point is, in the book, is I want to give them enough of an answer to basically answer the question. And some, I kind of go on for a few pages But more importantly, Rick, my goal is to point them to the resource.
Yes.
So they'll go to the next level of depth. And so that's how I teach. That's how I approach my professional life. That's how I approach my sharing of my faith. It's just enough to get them jazzed and interested, and then point them to the real credible sources that are out there.
It takes a special skill from an author, because you're just using words, not visuals, to get somebody jazzed. And you're able to do that. You are a gifted author. Are you working on something else now, a continuation of this series, or something else? The Whys of Catholicism literally has been life-changing for so many people. What are you working on now?
Well, I'm actually going in a different direction. I'm a storyteller. I've told all my kids since they were growing up stories all about my childhood. And now my grandchildren, whenever they're over or whenever I'm visiting them, I can't leave without telling them a story or two. So they really encouraged me to put all those stories into writing. I think I'm up to about 750 pages, Rick.
Wow.
Of stories. So that'll be my next effort, but I'm a couple of years away from retirement. I'm already thinking about, again, this calling that I have to be a disciple of Christ. So I am thinking about another continuation. It may not be a question and answer book, but something else that will take those that are really looking for maybe moving their faith understanding to the next level. But right now it's a little bit softer. It's all stories of my life growing up, but something that hopefully my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren will benefit from in years to come.
Well, I hope I have a chance to talk about that as well. You fascinated me with that topic, and you've done such an excellent job in taking what was in the classroom for years, and now it's a classroom without walls, literally around the world, changing lives and impacting so many people. The book is The Whys of Catholicism. Vincent J. Heaton, Jr. is the author. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Link at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That will take you directly to Amazon. Get the information and order there as well. Vincent, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love the passion you bring to this. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Hopefully we can continue this conversation. Thank you for sharing some time with us today.
Rick, thank you very much for your time and your great questions.
I appreciate having you with us. Excellent segment with our guest on the program, Vincent J. Heaton, Jr., The Whys of Catholicism. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.